Amen. We thank God. The Bible says that in everything we should thank God for it. We should thank God for everything that happened in our life, for everything, not just the things that happened. And so we thank God for all that has happened in our world from last year to this very time, particularly the COVID-19. I think many people believe that the COVID-19 was a pandemic that came to plague our world. But I believe that there is a positive side to the COVID-19 as far as spirituality is concerned, or to do with spiritual things. The COVID-19 caused many unbelievers to start seeking for God. And as a result, many thousands have become Christians to the glory of God. And the COVID-19 also helped many sleeping Christians to awake to the reality of their salvation and assess their position in God. And so many Christians have been awakened now. And I believe the COVID has also caused many churches and many Christians to pray and seek the face of God more than before. And so it is not all negative when it comes to the COVID-19. There is a positive side to it. I believe that if the rapture had happened before the COVID-19, many Christians would have missed it, because many of us have spent our lifetime pursuing material things and neglecting to work on our salvation with fear and trembling. And so many wouldn't have made it to the rapture or in the rapture. But I believe now the awakening is there. Many of us are seeking or have continued spending our time in our lifetime seeking for the kingdom of this world, hoping that the kingdom of God will be added to us. But that is the opposite of Scripture. We don't spend our time and energy seeking for the kingdom of this world, the material things of this world, and hoping that the kingdom will be added. You see, we should rather seek for the kingdom, and the things of this world will be added to us. And so we give God the glory for all that He has done. We thank Him, and He say, in everything and in all things, we should thank God. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 4, the verse 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Many of us have not kept our hearts with all diligence. And so the things that are coming from our heart to rule our lives are not necessarily the things that we want them in our lives. There are so many things in our lives that we have accepted them. We get involved in them. We do them, which we don't sit down to reflect, to examine, to judge, to see where they are coming from. They come from our lives, and we accept them, and we practice them. Why? Simply because we are not diligent to examine the things that come from our heart. What we don't realize is that many of the thoughts that control our lives are external thoughts that comes from the enemy to distract our lives. I said it again. What many Christians don't realize is that many of the thoughts, the things we think about, that comes through our minds to control our life, meaning that when the thoughts come through our minds and our hearts, we practice them. We do the things that are on our minds. And what we don't realize is that most of those thoughts are not our own thoughts. They are external thoughts, things that are put into our minds by the demons and the demonic world to confuse us, to distract us, and to stop us from becoming what the Lord wants us to be. The enemy of our souls, the evil, they inject evil thoughts into our hearts, and we accept them as part of our lives. So some of the thoughts and the sound, some of those thoughts may sound so innocent, and we carry them out without even realizing that they are not our own thoughts, but they are the thoughts of evil or coming from the demonic world. What are we talking about? In James chapter 3, the verse 14 to 15, it says, "But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic." Praise God. And so what this passage is telling us is that the thoughts that comes to our minds are not always ours. This passage implies that there are three channels of thoughts that come to our hearts. There are three channels that thoughts come through our hearts. The first one is through God from above. The second one is through the demons. And the third one is through our human thinking. And so the verse is saying that if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, if your heart is full of envy, if your heart is full of bitterness, if your heart is full of self-seeking, if your heart is full of unforgiveness, if your heart is full of lies and deception, don't lie and boast against the Spirit. You have all these things, they are in your heart. And he says in verse 15, this wisdom does not descend from above. So this is the first clue that there are wisdoms that come from above that are not our own thinking, and they are not from the demonic world either, but they come from above. And also tells us the second one, that but is earthly, sensual, demonic. So if you have this bitterness and anger and envy and self-seeking and unforgiveness and lies and deception and theft and all these things in your heart, they are not from God, from above, but they are from the earthly here. They are sensual. That means they are carnal. They are fleshly. They are demonic. So it is the demons whispering these evil things into our hearts. And if you are not sure, if you are not discerning enough, the heart will take them and store them and apply them. Then you would think that they are yours. They belong to you. That is why we have to be careful. Because Jeremiah 17 verse 9 tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can understand it? It is deceitful in the sense that what is actually in the heart, you can't see it. You can't tell. Nobody knows. And those things are not all the good things that are coming from above. They are not all the wisdom of God. But they are demonic, earthly, and sensual thoughts that have been stored or can be stored in the hearts. And when we start practicing them, we will know where they're coming from. Praise God to that. Amen. I checked the dictionary meaning of thoughts, and it says an idea or opinion produced by thinking or occurring suddenly in the mind. You see, this is a definition of a thought. When things come to your mind, when there are thoughts in your mind, what it is? It is an idea. Something comes to your mind by as an idea or an opinion that comes or produced by thinking. And so it means we ourselves produce the thoughts. We are thinking about them. We talked about them. Then they become ours. Or occurring suddenly in the mind. So occurring means we did not think about them. We did not invite them. They just occur in our minds. The flow. So the thinking and the sudden thoughts or the flow of ideas in our minds can become reality and store themselves in the treasures of our hearts. The ideas and the opinion, they become reality. And when they become reality, then they are stored in the treasures of our hearts. And so when the thoughts are stored in our hearts, those thoughts that are stored in our hearts then determines our feelings. And so if we store, which imagine that the thoughts are not always ours. Some are from above, and some are from the earth, from the demonic, and some are from our thinking. And so we can store anger and unforgiveness and bitterness and hatred and disgust. And so if we store all these things, they become our feelings. So the thoughts in our heart becomes our feelings. And when they become our feelings, then they turn into our actions, because our actions comes as a result of our feelings. What we feel is what we do. We feel like this, so we're going to do this. And when our feelings turn into actions, then our actions produce results. And so if we keep those things, those negative emotions in our hearts, then they take over our feelings and take over our actions. Then they produce the results that we see. And so the results that they will produce can be anything. For example, let's say a thought suddenly comes through our mind, telling us that you did nothing to deserve that treatment. And we don't challenge that thought. And we say, yes, we embrace it, we accept it. Yes, I did nothing to deserve that thought. So I keep that idea in the treasure of my heart. I did nothing to deserve that. I did nothing for him to or her to speak to me that way. And so that thought then brings a negative energy, a negative feeling of anger and bitterness and unforgiveness. Because the thought is telling us that we did nothing to deserve that. And we embrace it and we've kept it, so it is in our hearts. And it is there quietly. We did nothing to deserve that. And so that thought has now influenced our feelings. And our feelings have become bitter and anger and unforgiveness because we are thinking about this. The thought is raising through our minds. We did nothing. We are justifying ourselves. And so our feelings now lead to action. And action is to do something. And so our action will now produce results. And the results can be what? Unforgiveness. The results can be confrontational, retaliation, resentment, fighting, insulting, or something else. Why? Because we allow the thought to come to our mind, which comes from the demonic world. It is earthly. It is not the wisdom of God. It came to accuse us. It came to inspire us into trouble. It came to dominate our feelings and to lead us to misbehave. It's to lead us to confront others negatively. There is a positive confrontation. But negative confrontation, to fight back, to justify ourselves, to tell the other person that we are smarter, we are wiser, we are stronger, we are richer, we are educated, we are whatever it is. So this thought dominates our lives. And we follow it. And the result becomes negative. Why? Simply because we did not challenge the thought. And what we don't often realize is that our personalities, who we are is made up of the thoughts that we allow into our hearts. Who we are is made up of the thoughts that we allow into our hearts, whether it's the wisdom from above or the negative accusations of the enemy from the demonic world, from earthly, or our own thinking and imagination, then we become who we are. In Luke chapter 6, the verse 43 says, "For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush." 45. "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Praise God. The heart is a treasure. That means the heart is a storehouse. A storehouse is a place where things are kept. You can go to a storehouse and take anything or bring anything that is kept in the storehouse. Now the heart is a treasure, means where we keep things. But unlike the physical treasure, where we keep physical things and material things, the heart is a place where matter is kept. It's not a place where we keep physical things. The heart is where we keep matters, issues and emotions and thoughts, right? And so Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7 says, "For as he thinks, so for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you." So as we think, so is he. A man is made up of the things that he thinks about. A human being is made up of the things that are stored in the heart. Because the heart is a treasure. It is a warehouse. It is a storehouse. So if you spend your whole day thinking about bitterness and unforgiveness, that will fill you, that will fill your heart with anger by the time you go to bed. Because you are thinking about bitterness, unforgiveness, grudges, pain, and all sort of negative things. So by the time you go to bed, it has filled your heart, your mind, and dominated every being of your part. Or every part of your being, sorry. Praise God. And so, Matthew chapter 15 verse 19 tells us that. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murder, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, and blasphemy. So out of the heart, all those things come out of the heart. The things you store, the things you allow to come into your heart, the things that come to your mind that you don't challenge them, you don't discard them, you embrace them, you welcome them, and they become part of your personality. They are stored in your heart, and they jump into your mind, and they juggle your mind, and they instruct you to do things that you do during the day that you spend your life doing. So how do we protect our minds and our hearts from there? Why and how, I mean, how do we do things differently? Well, let us see. Philippians chapter 4 and the verse 8, and it says, "Finally, my brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, this do, and the God of peace will be with you." God of peace will be with you. He said, meditate on these things in order for our lives to be filled with positive things, in order for our life to be guided by God, in order for our mind to stay in course with God. He said, what? So you have to think of whatever things are true. So if something comes to your mind and it is not true, it is false, it is accusation, it is an insult, it is hatred, arrest that thought and discard it. Oh, I think I should have Well, not too late, but I didn't include it here. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the verse 4 to 6, say, our rest, well, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds and everything that rises itself against the word of God. Taking captive every thought, taking captive every thought to the obedience of God. So you take captive when things come to your mind that do not resemble truth, take them captive. Think of the things that are noble. Think of the things that are just. Think of the things that are pure. Think of the things that are lovely. Think of the things that are good reports. If these things are in your hearts and you are thinking about them, then they form your personality. Then your personality becomes this, because these are part and parcel of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which is in us bearing fruit. As we see in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, and say, which says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such, there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So you can see the contrast is so clear here that we have to be thinking about things that are lovely, that are pure, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness. These are the things that have to dominate the mind of the Christian. And so if anything comes to your mind and it is not of this nature, then take that mind, take that idea captive. And say, I take you captive in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you out of my mind. If anger, unforgiveness, gossip, mocking, cheating, stealing, lying, fear, anxiety, depression, entertaining evil thoughts, when they come to your mind, arrest them, bind them, cast them out in the mighty name of Jesus and release the fruit of the Spirit. He said, meditate on these things. Think about these things. And as you think about them, you see, as you think about these things, Christ and the peace of God will be with you. The peace of God leaves us when we give our minds to the demonic thoughts, demonic influences, demonic fears, and demonic activities that dominate the mind. That is why so many Christians are not able to grow. We don't possess the fruit of the Spirit. We don't talk about those things. We don't do those things. And so we allow them to take over our minds. We allow them to take over our minds. For us to be able to bear good fruits and live free, especially these days in which we live, we need to bear fruits. We need to stand firm in our faith. We need to walk closer with God. We need to allow the Word of God to dominate our minds. But the Word of God will not come singularly to our minds. The Word of God will be competed with the thoughts from the darker side. The thought of the self, the unhelpful thoughts, they will all come, entertaining fear with all these things that are going on in our world. Being gripped by fear, being gripped by suggestions of people and pushing the word of God aside. And your world is dominated by all these negative things. It is not going to help. These are the things that are going on in our world. Guide your thoughts. As I finish with this, I go back to my initial verse. That is Proverbs chapter 2. Sorry, Proverbs chapter 4, the verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Keep it with diligence. Guide the heart with godly jealousy, for out of the heart spring forth all the issues of life. Whatever you decide to do today, whatever you decide to do tomorrow, whatever you have done in the past, they all come from the heart. And the heart is a treasure. And the Lord Jesus says, out of the treasure of their heart. So if you keep negative things, a bad tree cannot bear forth a good fruit. And if you keep good things in your heart, you will produce good fruit. The way you talk, the way you react, the way you relate, the way you love, they will all be obvious for people to see. You can't hide what is in your heart. When someone is angry, you can tell by their face. When someone is sad, you can tell. When someone is happy, you can tell. What is in the heart reflects on the face. And so if it is evil, sometimes you see somebody coming in front of you and you want to pass on that pavement and give them enough space to pass. Because you see their face and you think, now, I don't want to go past this person. You don't know who they are, but just by looking at their face. And sometimes you see people coming, and even when they are not talking to you, you want to chat to them. Because they've got smiley face. They've got welcoming face, inviting face. What is in the heart reveals or reflects on the face. And what is in the heart influence our feelings. And our feelings influence our actions. And our actions produce results, whether good or bad. Amen. Father, we thank you today. And we pray. You are the one who created the heart. You know the heart for what it is. And so, Lord Jesus, we ask that you help us to listen to our hearts and to think about the thing that we are thinking in our hearts, so that we can differentiate the thoughts that are demonic and the thoughts that are godly. And to be able to do the things that come from above, the wisdom that comes from above into our lives and our hearts. We give you the glory for all that you have done and continue to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.